Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here is your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. Today, I'll be joined by Owen Video. And we're going to explore how to create videos that sell. And I'm just here to tell you that this is a complete goldmine. If you're driving, you're going to want to listen to it again or check out the show notes or pull out a pad of paper and pull over to the side of the road, because I think you're going to find a lot of value in today's interview. By the way, want to reach me? Tag me on Instagram, Stelzner, or email podcast@socialmediaexaminer.com. And now for this week's brand new discovery.
Helping you stay alive in the social jungle. Here is this week's survival tip.
This week, I'm joined by Eric Fisher with a brand new discovery. What'd you find, Eric?
I found a really cool mobile app called BG Photo Background Eraser.
Huh. We've had a background eraser before. What makes this one different?
Yeah. So what makes this one different is, first off, it's in the palm of your hand, which, you know, it's great to have it accessible on desktop at all times, but like sometimes you just need to pull the background out on a photo that's on your phone without having to like send it off somewhere to do that.
Cool.
And that's what this does first and foremost, but it doesn't stop there. Beyond that, it then starts to give you the ability to change up the background and put in different backgrounds, different, you know, solid colors or designs, different things like that that are in the app, or import your own. And then it also can blur the background or even blur faces or remove objects altogether.
So do you have to trace like yourself or the object in order for it to know what's in the foreground?
No, it is. We've gotten to that point where that's kind of a thing of the past, really. All the new apps are just basically doing it by machine learning and AI all mixed together in a technology goodness.
Got it. So give us an example. Have you tried this and what does it look like?
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately what's cool about this is I can take a picture of a person and it will auto detect that it's that person that I'm wanting to keep and just remove everything else. And then I can swap things out. I can make it a clean, you know, what's the background where it's transparent. You can make it a transparent background. You can insert all these other things, or, and this is where it gets really cool, because you might consider using this for, say, maybe Facebook ads or something. You can take a picture of a product and do the exact same thing. It will keep the product there, but remove the background, and you can swap it out and make different versions, different styles and colors to go along with promoting that product.
For testing or whatever. That's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting. And so the idea is, as long as you have a picture in your camera roll on your phone, this will work with it, or do you have to take the picture with this software?
You can do either. You can upload stuff that you've already got inside of your camera roll, or you can take pictures with this app. And either way, then you get to play with it. And it's really cool. There's lots of different filters and things inside for the backgrounds as well as the photos. And there's some upgrade stuff you can do if you want to, but the app is free initially, and you just upgrade if you want to get, you know, a bunch of other filters and backgrounds and things like that. You don't have to, though.
Cool. Where do we find this thing and what platforms is it on?
It's available for iOS. And what you do to find it is just type in capital B, capital G, and then photo background eraser.
Got it. Awesome. Eric, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates. And now for my interview with Owen Video.
Helping you to simplify your social safari. Here is this week's expert guide.
Today, I'm excited to be joined by my friend Owen Video. Owen is a speaker, live stream host, and event MC. He's also the founder of Video Marketing School, an online learning center for video marketing training. Owen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael. It is so great to be here today.
So today, Owen and I are going to explore how to create videos that sell. And I really think Owen is very qualified to do this because I think at his core, Owen is a salesperson. Would you agree, Owen?
Yeah, I would. You know, I come from sales. Back in the day, I spent my days listening to Jeffrey Gittimer and Brian Tracy, tapes in my car, believe it or not, teaching me the art of sales. And I have a great love for helping people find the products and services that will make their lives better. And video is one of those things for the business owner. Video will make your business better. And so you've got to get good at selling with video.
And for people that don't know what tapes in cars are, you want to explain that? Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm joking. All the gray hair people just laughed a little bit. Hey, remember 8-tracks, man?
I'm not quite there.
All right.
Yet,
well, my parents played 8-tracks. Okay. You talk about tapes. This funky thing anyways. All right. So you're not that much younger than me. All right. Why videos? Let's talk about that. Like today, you know, as we're recording this, it's in 2019. And right. I want to know from your perspective, why are videos important for our marketing? Talk about it.
You know, a great example of that is the report done by Oracle. And Oracle showed us that 82% of all content viewed online has video on the page. So really from a general perspective, if you want people to view your content, you have to be making video or live video content. Otherwise, they're just not going to stop on the page and look at it. But if we zoom in a little bit on that, HubSpot found that 90% of customers say that video helped them to make a buying decision. So as a business owner, as a marketer, why would you not want to help your customers make a buying decision? Right? Because with video, your customers can see the product, but they can also see the passion in your eyes when you talk about the product. When you talk about the company, they can envision themselves using the product and they can hear from the customers that you serve. In psychology, we call this a parasocial relationship or a one-way relationship where the viewer starts to know you, like you, and trust you without ever meeting you in person. And it works, right? Because look at this, 88% of marketers, okay, don't miss this. 88% of marketers are report being satisfied with the ROI of their video marketing efforts on social media. And with a specific example with real estate agents, Google and the National Association of Realtors did a fantastic study, and they found that a 403% increase in buyer inquiries from home listings that featured video. So we're not just talking about click-through here. We're talking about pre-homeowners clicking the link and actually saying, I want to see this house because there was a video posted next to it. So video is hyper effective for marketing.
Let me throw a couple of my thoughts in here as well. As you know, Owen, we have been experimenting with video a lot over the last few years with docuseries right. like The Journey, and we're working on a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be rolling out on our YouTube channel. And just having gone to a lot of these mega conferences for video, like VidCon or even Comic-Con, which is very much movie kind of video.
Sure.
The thing that I noticed is that the fan level with the video creators is kind of at a different level than just the audio creators or just yes. the writers, because I used yes. to be a writer and people, I'd go to events and they'd say, I love reading your stuff. Then I became a podcaster and people would say, I love listening to your podcast. But then when I started getting comfortable with myself, the good, the bad, and the ugly being on camera, it kind of developed a higher level of a, like you said, that whatever that relationship thing is. I mean, have you found that yeah. to be true as well?
Yeah, the parasocial relationship. Now, to be fair, Mike, you're a really good looking guy. So as soon as you start doing video, they're coming out of the woodwork and they're like, hey, I love this guy. I love this guy. So you've got some unfair advantages. All right. If I do say so myself.
Owen is being very funny. Thank you, Owen.
I appreciate that. When you have to tell the audience I'm being funny, that's how you know you're really nailing
some
it.
Some people have no clue what I look like.
That's actually a great point, which is why you should watch The Journey on YouTube. It's a fantastic series. But this parasocial relationship, never forget this, because it's a fascinating phenomenon. For those of you that don't know, 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had a 12-centimeter tumor in the middle of my chest, and the doctors had to cut me open, rip it out, and then throw me into chemotherapy and radiation for like 7 months. And during that time, I sat on my couch and I watched Netflix. And one of my favorite shows was a show called Frasier. Do you remember Frasier,
Michael? Of course, yeah.
Okay. So really, really funny show. And I remember just watching this show and laughing and thinking to myself, yeah, I really like that Frasier guy. He seems like a really nice guy. I was telling my wife this and she goes, you mean Kelsey Grammer, right? And Kelsey Grammer is the actor, the guy who played Frasier. And it kind of hit me for a second. That's right. I've been developing this parasocial relationship to Frasier when it's not Frasier at all. It's an actor playing this character on screen. So the parasocial relationship is a very powerful relationship. And as a business owner or a marketer, if you want to develop know, like, and trust with your audience without having to meet them in person, video is the only way to do that.
And it's highly scalable, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's really very, very scalable. And by the way, fascinatingly enough, some of the best video creators are very introverted. Because I know some of you are like, ooh, that without having to meet them in person really ticked off a box for you, right?
Yeah. Well, that's that scalability. In fact, on a practical level, video is easier, it's faster, and it's more affordable when you think about it. I mean, blog writing is hard, Google ads are hard, SEO takes months. And the data is showing us that even if you do those things, those pages you're trying to rank need to have video on them anyway, right? But every marketer has M&Ms, right? Every marketer has a mobile device and a message. What you've got to get good at is systemizing your video production. And a great example of that is one of my clients, Dr. Sten, at Wellness for Life in Atlanta. He has mastered this art. He's a chiropractor, has mastered this art of duplicating his video production, right? At this point, he's got over 100,000 subs on his YouTube channel. And in his office, they've set up a video creation station. It's out of the way of their patients, but it's constantly up and running. So that enables him to sit down, shoot a video, and upload it. And he just wrote me an email today. He said, my phones are ringing off the hook. I need help processing all these new customers I'm getting. And so we have just this real proof in the pudding right there. It's not about fancy gear. It's about duplicating your video production. I mean, if you have a nice camera or you can hire a film crew, that's great. I mean, that could be a competitive advantage if your videographer knows anything about sales and marketing. But for the most part, videographers and filmographers, right? These are more artists and not necessarily educated in how to make a sales video. So, if you're thinking to yourself, oh, I need a fancy camera, oh, or I need to hire somebody, that may not be true. You may just want to set up a camera in your office next to a desk where you can sit down, answer the questions you're getting in your email or answer the questions that your front desk is getting, put them on video and upload those to YouTube, Facebook, even Instagram to get some real traction in your business. The key is in having a process.
Perfect transition. Let's talk about your process, because this, what we're talking about today is how do we create videos that sell, market, persuade. So you've come up with a process, define it, talk through it. Let's walk through it.
Yeah, made over 1,000 videos for the web. And let me tell you, there's a lot of trial and error. Some of the early, we say the first are your worst, right? The first videos are going to be your worst videos. And we use a process that's been highly, highly successful. We call it the great video formula. And when you want to make a great video, you follow the great video formula. That's G-R-E-A-T. Okay. And it's important to note here that all businesses run on systems and processes. And for marketers, you've got to have a video production workflow that integrates well into the rhythms of your business, right? This is how you get momentum and then duplication and then finally outsourceability to where you're not even involved in this process anymore. So rather than having your boss or your clients try to memorize lines or paying someone to write a script and hiring an editor to chop all the bad stuff out and try to Frankenstein all the good stuff together, what we suggest is use a series of 5 trigger words, that's G-R-E-A-T, that provide the framework for a top producing sales video that you can duplicate every time with little to no prep.
Yeah, let's go through each of those parts of the acronym.
So let's go into it. So G starts with grab attention. And this is going to be your visual or your audible hook. And what that means is the very first thing that the viewer hears or reads in the captions needs to immediately hook them into the video. Right? You can't waste time sort of getting your wheels moving. Like, hey, everybody, welcome to the video. We'll hang out until somebody else logs in. You have got to start that video strong and powerfully with a question or a statement that immediately hits the pain point or the problem that your video is going to solve. Similarly, the video, the framing should look nice. We call this the visual hook. What does the viewer see? Are they looking at sort of your office desk with papers strewn about, as they say? You know, Ryan Rodenbeck of Spyglass Realty in Austin, he does such a great job at this. His videos open up and he's teaching realtors how to use video and Instagram. He opens up with a clean office. It's not sloppy. There's not papers everywhere. And he has a very clear statement, right? That's like, do you struggle with X? We're going to show you the solution today. And so right as you open up that video, you know if it's something that you want to watch. So the very first step in a great video is G, grab the viewer's attention.
Let's dig in on this concept of a hook. Why is this so important?
Well, you know, the internet is full of video content, and gone are the days of, oh, I'm producing video so people will naturally watch it. You have to be competing for every second of time that your viewer is going to watch this video. And so we talk about you need to grab their attention. You need to hook them in order to get them to watch for another 30 seconds. And during the next 30 seconds, you've really got to grab their attention so that they watch for the remainder of the video. So it's this constant economy with your viewer where you're saying, hey, watch me for just a second. And during that second, you're earning the right to have them watch you for another 30 seconds. And during that 30 seconds, you're earning the right to have them watch for a minute, 2 minutes, so on and so forth. So it's really important that you captivate the mind of the viewer. And the best way to do this is to focus on a problem that you're going to solve, right? That problem is more effective. The pain is more effective than the pleasure.
You know, it's fascinating. If anybody watches any kind of traditional television, some shows will start off with a clip that's a little deeper in the show, like some sort of create. And we see video creators doing this as well, right? Where they'll show some kind of crazy thing that's coming if you watch the video from an entertainer's perspective. But so that's like the metaphor of it, right? Like we're giving them something to hang on a little longer for.
That's right.
Right. But in the case of selling, you're saying, hey, if you struggle with blah, right, which is kind of telling the person it's for them, then I'm going to fill in the blank, right? So it's immediately telling the viewer what the promise is if they continue to watch. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we can play with that a little bit too when it gets more comfortable. So, you know, a good example of that is Dan Norton. He's one of our students at the Video Marketing School, and he's a repurposed video editor, right? So you're kind of going like, what the heck is that? Like, what's a repurposed video editor? He'll open some of his videos with the end product. Mm. So he shows this great looking video meme, and then he comes in and he says, hey, do you have a hard time producing videos that look this good, right? And so he's got that visual hook. He backs it up with an audio hook that says, hey, I'm going to solve this problem for you today, which captures the mind. It captures the eye of the viewer and keeps them watching longer because they want to know, like, hey, how do I do this? How can I make something that looks that good? And so as you start to get good at this process, you can even show the end result first and then sort of take it away. It's almost like, you know, dog training. You know, I have a little Chiweenie here. He's my pride and joy, Barkley, over there in the corner listening to me right now. And with him, I show him the treat first, but then he's got to do the command before he actually gets the treat. And training your viewers, maybe this is a horrible analogy, but I think you get the point.
Yeah.
Training your viewers to watch your video the same way is very effective.
Are we talking about like the first 3 seconds of the video or something like that?
Absolutely. Maybe like the first 10 seconds, you know, so here's the big problem that I see is when we start our videos, we kind of think of it like pulling a lawnmower chain. Like I'll pull this chain 3-4 times before I actually get going. Right. That's not effective. As soon as you hit record, you have got to come out strong with your hook and with your visuals to get them in for the next 30 seconds. And then maybe you can back off a little bit. You can frame the video and introduce yourself, but you got to hit them hard because if you don't, they're going to go watch something else.
Yeah. And a lot of people just start with these stupid little animation things. And this has got to come before that, obviously, right?
Your bumper. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, when I first started in this business, I was knocking on doors in San Diego, La Jolla area. And I would say, hey, I'll make you a video for $20. And I would make all these bumpers. And I have these videos that would open up with this animated logo. You know, it would take like 35 seconds to get into the video content. That is dead. That is not something that you want to do. We still believe in branding, okay? But we put the branding after the viewer has committed more time to the video. And there's some strategy in there, Michael, as well, because we want to be able to retarget these viewers on Facebook and with Google Display Ads and these different places. And so you want to make sure that you're retargeting people who have watched a decent amount of your video. You don't want to just be retargeting people that watched you for 10 seconds and then clicked off, right? So that opening hook is incredibly powerful for your further marketing efforts as well.
Okay, so we got the G in great, which is grab attention. What's the next step?
The next step is R, which is restate the problem. This is where you poke the bear. Okay. And you really have to get into the mind of the viewer. So there's this terminology that we teach called the before state and the after state. And what these refer to, the before state is the state your customer is in before they buy your product or service. The after state is the state your customer is in after they've received your product and service. So in R, what we want to do is we really want to zero in on restating the problem and relate to the before state, right? So we might be talking about, you know, not being able to generate leads, right? Hey, are you having a hard time generating leads on social media? I mean, you're posting every day, you're spending a ton of money on a marketer who is just, you don't even understand anything that they're saying. You're not getting any leads. It's frustrating. Your wife's mad at you. Your kids are mad at you and your dog won't even talk to you, right? we're really digging in on the after state or the before state. We want the viewer to go, oh my gosh, that's me. This guy, this gal really understands what I'm going through. And what that sets us up to do is it sets us up to bring them into the after state, into the joy that they'll find once they experience your product or service. And so poke the bear, folks, like really show them you know them by focusing in on the pain and using words that, see, I think we're a little bit too nice to our customers sometimes. We say, well, you're trying and you're doing your best and you're really trying to make social media video work. And the viewer's going, yeah, I am. I am trying. I don't need this video. I'm doing a darn good job. You want to avoid that, right? You want to say, look, man, you're about to lose your business. Let's face it, you're spending all this money on a marketer. None of your posts are going out. You're misspelling things, causing your viewers to go, oh, this company's an idiot, right? You really want to focus in on what hurts about the product or service that you offer. And so you've got to spend time on that in the R section, which is restate the problem.
This is also a copywriting technique. If any of you have read a good sales page, they're going to, in the beginning parts of a sales page,
right,
for example, for Facebook Ad Summit, which we're currently marketing right now, we talk about some of these very challenges, right? Like, is your boss expecting you to get greater results with less money with your Facebook ads?
Good.
Could your job be on the line? You know, these are the kinds of things we talk about because they're legit problems we've heard from people. And when you do that, some people are like, I don't want to go there, but you don't understand. Like when you do that, you tell them it's for them. Am I
right? That's
right.
That's exactly right. You know, you have to show them you know them. Otherwise, you're unrelatable. You know, you don't want to be this person who's never had a problem, and you are the genie in a bottle expert that's never had a problem, right? So I am in a unique position to help you. The exact opposite, right? Obi-Wan was able to train Luke because Obi-Wan knew what would happen if Luke fell to the dark side. Obi-Wan knows how powerful the Empire is, and you have got to get real with your customers, with your viewers online by sharing with them that you understand the pain, you know it, you've been through it, and because you're out of it, you have a unique ability to help them through it.
And there's another side of it too. When people, we all have a lot going on in our day right now and every day, and sometimes we forget that there are some problems we've not yet dealt with. Right. And when we're reminded that these are legit problems we need to deal with, all of a sudden, our brain focuses on a desired outcome, which is how the heck can we solve this problem? Am I right?
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, and you want to do that with your viewer. You want to create that relationship. And again, you know, get them thinking, wow, this person really knows who I am. I want to watch more of this video.
So we've talked about G, grab attention, R, restate the problem. What's the next step?
E is explain your solution. Now, keep in mind here, I didn't say explain the solution, and I didn't say explain a solution. You have got to explain your unique solution, and you need to position yourself as if this solution were unfindable anywhere else. We actually might call this product framing or service framing, where you know you're not just offering a competing milk product, you're selling cashew milk. Right? You cannot get this anywhere else. They're making almond milk. They're making goat's milk. They're making cow's milk. But if you want a real solution to XYZ, cashew milk is where it's at. You're only going to find that in one place, right? Too many marketers are positioning themselves as another social media manager, right? You have got to, and we play with this a lot, you've got to be marketing yourself or your products or services as unfindable anywhere else. So rather than saying something like, hey, let me help you manage your social media like everybody else says, you want to say something like, hey, look, are you, you know, you restate the problem. Are you tired of not getting leads and social media is a pain in the rear for you? Well, hey, let me introduce you to Social Media Power Pro. Right? It's a social media plan that will, you know, lift off your business and cause all these great results to happen. See, nobody else is calling it Social Media Manager Pro or whatever the term is I just kind of came up with. You've got to position yourself as completely unique in the marketplace so that they cannot go anywhere else. And I believe I already mentioned him, but Dan Norton is a great example of this. He calls himself, you know, when I first met Dan, he was a video editor. And it's just like, oh my gosh, put me to sleep. Another video editor, like snooze fest, man. So we came up with repurpose video editor. So Dan does his videos and he says, hey, what you need is a repurposed video editor. All of a sudden the viewer's going, now that's new, right? And we could go into the psychology of how the brain gravitates to the new. And people are going, well, that's new. I've never heard of that. What is that? And then he goes on to—
Here's what to look for when looking for a repurposed editor, right?
That's exactly right. He's like, you don't need to find another video editor. You need a repurposed video editor. And that's exactly what I do. And then he explains it. He talks about how he'll take your existing video on YouTube or your webinars, and he'll cut them up into square memes for reusing on Instagram and Facebook. All of a sudden, that guy's going like, yeah, you know what? That is what I need. I need a repurposed video editor. And they go to Google it and guess who they find?
Just him. You know, I've got to share some insight on this because this is so fascinating. And my first, you probably don't even know this, Owen, but my first book is called Writing White Papers. And in that book, I talk about how before you introduce, in an ideal world, you come up with a label that others adopt, right? So like—
Good, yes.
The concept here is like something that could stand on its own. For example, the repurposed video editors. Others could adopt that if they want to, right?
That's right.
And then what you do is you talk about like, here's like what to look for when looking for a repurposed video editor. Boom, 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 and boom. And in my book, I talk about how you want to come up with attributes that are unique to your business so that when other people claim that they're a repurposed editor, you can say, well, do you do this? Do you have this? What about this?
That's right.
And that sets you up as an educator because you're telling them that the solution to the problem is something that transcends you. And that's what you've done in this particular example, which is fascinating parallel.
And we believe in that. We believe that your company, that your service should frame the conversation in your industry. And that's what we shoot for. That's exactly what Dan's been able to do here. And we've already seen other editors sort of change their titles on Facebook to sound more like that. And so what that does is that just puts more search traffic and it puts more attention on him and his business because he started it all. And so for those of us listening in the audience right now, how can you frame your job title? How can you frame your packages in a way where they cannot be found anywhere else? That is what will take your business to that next level.
Now, there's some people right now that are like, okay, Owen, you're a salesperson. Right. And Mike, you sound persuasive, but I'm not very persuasive. So how in the world, you know, I've grabbed their attention. I've stated the problem. I need a little help transitioning into the explaining the solution. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah. So what we run through an exercise here at the Video Marketing School, and it's basically you're going to draw a line down a sheet of paper and you're going to go through your features and your benefits. Okay. And then you're going to get through another piece of paper and you're going to go through your pain points and your solutions. And you want to just create a large list of the different things that you offer, right? What you will get. And then you want to have a corresponding sentence or phraseology to accompany that one line. And what that actually does is each pair that you write on that piece of paper becomes its own video. Now, you talk about, you know, salesmanship and all those different types of things. I think salesmanship is really passion and expertise. And not everyone is going to have the same type of energy that I have. I mean, I went through cancer for a year. I'm cured of cancer. I'm 3 years in remission. I have this brand new lease on life. I would say I'm more energetic now than I was in my 20s. But what about you that you're not in that place of energy? Well, here's what I would say. I would say duplicate the process in your own way. It's not about how vibrant you are on camera, because conversely, you know, not every customer is going to relate to my energy. They might think, this guy's a little too hypey for me. He's a little bit too energetic. You want to be who you are, but you want to follow a system that works. And I get, it's such a great question, Michael, because I get this a lot. Oh, well, that wouldn't work for me.
Right.
Or that wouldn't work for me, or this wouldn't work for me. And you know what? I don't see those companies making moves or gaining ground in any way, shape, or form. Every single time they find a company that does something differently, they go, oh, that wouldn't work for me. I challenge that notion. I would say run through the tactics your way, because the tactics work, whether you're extroverted, whether you're introverted, whether you're a dentist or whether you're, you know, an entertainer selling like magicians, trying to get into kids' birthday parties and whatnot. The tactics work if you follow them. So follow them and follow them your way.
Let's take this Dan Norton example, right? Good. So you said how does he refer to himself as a video?
He's a repurposed video editor.
So how does he describe that? I mean, from your experience, I know you've worked with him. So how does he describe it when he's already stated the problem? So act like you're him and just do a quick little pitch.
Yeah. And I've got it right here. I helped him write it, right? He says, I'll take your YouTube vid, live video, or webinar and cut them up into square memes for reusing on Instagram or Facebook.
That's it? It's that simple?
That's it.
Okay.
You know, and I'll tell you, you bring up a great point, because let me back up. I gave you sort of that one example, that exercise where we help you to, you know, your pain points and your solutions and then your features and your benefits. I think this is a great, great exercise for any business owner or marketer. But let's back up a step and talk about what you do and the value statement behind that, okay? So we're talking about what you do, maybe a repurposed video editor, for example. You've got to follow now a process to get a value statement where you say, I help X do Y using Z, mm-hmm. right? So I help business owners, you know, repurpose video using their existing video is just sort of a spitball example.
Or I help them create new videos using their existing videos, right?
Yeah. And great point. Cause we tried to get away saying create new, because the word create new videos is stressful to a lot of business owners, right?
And effortlessly create video.
That's right. How to reuse. So let's take, for those of you listening. So think about, you know, I help demographic achieve a desired result using my specific product or service, right?
Perfect.
I help dentists generate leads using the Social Manager Pro program.
Now, at this point in the video, are we still like in less than 30 seconds? Or are we a minute in at this point or what?
I think at this point we're over at E. Okay, so G and R should take you about a minute, right?
Okay.
To get through. Your E, this is going to be the bulk of your video. And if we can just get that question out of the way, if you're uploading for Facebook, keep it at 3 minutes. If you're uploading to YouTube, you want to shoot for a 7 to 10 minute video. The length of these things will change based on the platform you're uploading to. Obviously, Instagram is a 1 minute platform. So that changes things.
Or even 15 seconds, depending on stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love Instagram. I must have spent an hour and a half on Instagram stories last night. You know, just a wonderful platform for marketers. You've got to sort of like tone that down and watch the video yourself and say, okay, am I taking too long here? And you know where we take a lot of time, marketers? We take a whole lot of time on explaining our solution because it's what we love to do. We want to talk about us, but I challenge you, spend more time on restating the problem. Spend more time on relating to the pain point of the customer and almost to the point where you're bored of hearing it, right?
Right. So I help blank achieve blank through blank. So that only took a few seconds to say that sentence. So what else do we need to say when we're in this section?
In the explain your solution, hey, my name is Owen Video and I help dentists generate leads with online video marketing. Let me show you how it works.
Right.
And then you're going to go into a section on first, we do this. And second, we do this. And third, we do this. Okay. You're going to go through your process. And we actually have a script template that it's kind of a fill in the blank script template that show you how to do all of this. But that essentially is your features and benefits statement, right?
Ah, the stuff you wrote down on the paper. Got it. Okay.
That's right. So this, you want to walk through that process with your customers. And here's the thing. You want to try to keep it at 3 steps, 5 steps, or 7 steps. Okay. Cause these are easily graspable numbers. When you go kind of like too in the weeds here, right? Now you're just sort of boring me, right? It's like, well, first, what we're going to do is we're going to have you call the office.
Right.
And you're going to speak like, come on, man. Like, hey, the first thing we're going to do is some blood work. We're going to find out what's actually going wrong inside of your body. And then Dr. Sten is going to review the blood work and get you, you know, we're going to kind of high level step this before we transition into don't just take my word for it.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. So we've grabbed their attention. We've restated the problem. We've explained the solution and we have brilliant ideas with that. Now we're on to the next one, right? Which is talk to us. What's the A?
That's right. That's right. A is actual proof. And this is the part everyone misses. You have to be providing numerical third-party evidence that your system works. Now, I think in the big picture, we're talking about testimonials, okay? And I remember reading Rainbow. I don't remember reading Rainbow. LeVar Burton, right? Really, really great actor. Okay, he would always say, "This book is a great book, but don't just take my word for it." And then he'd have these kids come in and share how much they love the book. You've got to do the same thing. So you said, "Look, my Social Manager Pro product will help you do A, B, C, and D." But hey, don't just take my word for it. Take a look at what Dan said out in Duluth, North Dakota. Dan said XYZ. Three quick testimonials or one good chunky testimonial. You don't want to take too much time with this, but you do want to provide actual proof. Your actual proof should include numbers, okay? Your actual proof should include a name and a city. So you don't want to do like, you know, Dan Norton in Long Island, New York. You want to say Dan Long Island, right? Let's not give away Dan's address and phone number. I've learned from this. I've actually said full names and cities. And I've had viewers of my podcast and of my show call those people and ask them if that was a true testimonial. Obviously it was, but I also want to protect the anonymity of my customers, right? So we just want to like name and city to validate it.
So you kind of implied a couple things here, which I want to dig deeper on.
Yeah.
It sounds like in some cases, it's you telling the testimonial as you were doing in today's interview. In other cases, It's actually them telling the testimonial. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, great. Okay, so great point. And we could probably do a whole show on this segment. Lots of different ways to do this, okay? I think that when we're talking about, I need to get a video done, right, by 3 p.m. today to be uploaded, it's easy to just sort of go to your stockpile of testimonials. By the way, side note, I hope all of you are stockpiling your testimonials. Every email you get that's like, oh my gosh, I had a wonderful time at your office today, or oh my gosh, this really worked, you should be screenshotting that. And even better yet, send them to a form that says, hey, would you be willing to fill out our testimonial form? You know, our mutual friend, Tyler Anderson, him and I have run through this process a couple different times where we send people to the form and they give us the testimonial so that I can read it in case I don't have time to get a full video.
Got it.
So that's one. Yes, you can read it, read the testimonial. We recommend putting the customer's face on the screen and, you know, the text of what they wrote, and it provides some validity to some credibility behind that testimonial.
Are you reading it while it's up there on the screen, kind of like a TV guy would read it, or are you just letting it sit there with music behind it?
You definitely want somebody reading it out loud, but it doesn't have to be a word for word thing. Like, I might want to say something like, you know, Anna Roundsville, who writes our notes and moderates for us in our mastermind group. I might say something like, Anna left us a testimonial and she just loves what we do.
Got it. And it's up on the screen while you're talking.
But what she said actually is written up there on the screen in text, and her picture is right there so people can see it's an actual person. Hey, don't do this thing that's like actual customer, right? It's so fake. It's so inauthentic. And it's so it's so easy to do. See, well, let's just put actual customer and all these different types of things. Keep in mind, you can get these testimonials from your Yelp, from your Google Business, from your emails, right? So these shouldn't be hard to get.
And if you have a local business, like we have a physical conference, we capture them when we're on location and we use them.
Look, I'll tell you, business owner, you guys, for those of you that have like a business location, you should have a webcam in your store, you know, at the front desk, where when somebody is like, oh my gosh, I had such a great time here, hey, would you mind sharing that with us on camera? Flip the camera around, capture it, done. Now that it's captured, you can put it in text, boost that as an image ad. You could do a voiceover to it with a actor from Fiverr and have it sound like a Tide with Bleach commercial. I mean, testimonials are awesome if you can fully like leverage that power. But here's the thing. What about a new business, right? What if you're just starting out, or what if, you know, God forbid, you haven't done a great job at capturing testimonials? You know, what can you do? Well, we talk about capturing industry statistics, right? So in the beginning of our show today, I mentioned that report by Oracle that says 82% of all viewed content online is video. If you're in a position where you don't have any one-to-one or you want to get a video done next week and you just like you need more time to get a testimonial, promote industry statistics, right? Say, hey, I've got this great price, a repurposed video editor, but don't just take my word for it. Check out what Oracle has to say. 82% of all viewed content online is going to be video. HubSpot found that 90% of customers make buying decision off of video, and 88% of marketers report, you know, an ROI with video. So you see, viewer, you know, you need to use repurposed video if you're going to grow, right? You can use industry stats while you're gathering your testimonials to provide credibility to the claims that you're making.
Awesome. Oh, and I want to get to the last one. Tell us what the last one is, the T.
The last one, T, is tell them what to do. Tell them what to do. And here's what you want to avoid. This is your call to action. You want to avoid visit our website or call us today, right? Because I'll tell you, when my phone rings, like my entire family looks at that phone and is like, what is that? Right? Like, what's that noise that the texter is making? Right? Like, people don't want to call. And unless you're using trackable 800 numbers, you're not able to track it. You never want to ask your viewer to take action that they can't see on the screen right then and there. So a good example of this is YouTube. On YouTube, if you're running an ad, for example, you can say, click on the view ad button below, right? And underneath that video on YouTube is a button that says view ad or view offer. Similarly, you might say, hey, click on the link in the description box below. And they can see the description box and they know where to click. On Facebook, you're going to say something like, hey, click the learn more button below, and they're going to look below and they're going to see this learn more button. In most cases, the learn more button will be in front of them the whole time. If it's sign up, you want to say, hey, click the sign up button right now.
Do you, you want to say it in words, but also put the words in the video too?
Yeah, 100%. Because you know why? People don't even know what you're talking about, man. Like I've got my mother-in-law coming tomorrow. I got a turkey dinner that's burning in the oven right now. My kids are at soccer. My other kid lost a tooth, and I got, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking I'm caring about your ad. No, you've got to really, I may not even be watching it. It might be on my phone or my smart TV passively. So you want to say, hey, click the sign up button right below you now, and then promote the next step. This is super important. Okay. The clicking of the button is not the end goal. That's just the measurable. Okay. The goal is the purchase or the opt-in. So click the sign up button that's on your screen now and enter your name on the next page. Then you'll receive my free downloadable guide on how to write a video that will solve all of your problems and make you thinner, faster, smarter, and better. You want to promote the next step. And the button is simply the stepping stone to that next step. So always keep them focused on that after state. So, hey, click on the sign button now. If you're ready to start making videos that actually make sales, if you're ready to grow your revenue and get more customers, click that sign up button now, and I'll see you on the other side. Or you could say something like, click that sign up button now, and when you do, this will happen.
Awesome.
Right? And it starts to get them focused on that after state and less focused on, oh, should I click it? What's going to happen? Like, where am I going to go? You know, and all these different objections that might stop you from making the sale.
Oh, and this has been solid gold. Tell everybody about the Video Marketing School and where they can discover more about you.
The Video Marketing School will solve all your problems. Okay, when it comes to making video online, and I've actually got an illustrated guide of the great video formula and a fill in the blank script template designed for marketers who want to get started with video. So you can use it for yourself, or you can train your clients with it. You can print out, and I very much recommend this, print out the first page, the guide of the great video formula, and tape it to your wall or tape it to your tripod so that you're looking at it as you're doing your video. And you can use the fill in the blank script template over and over and over again. Just fill in the blanks with your topics and your company info, and you can have multiple marketing videos that truly are great. And you can check that out by going to thevideomarketingschool.com/SME.
Owen Video, thank you so much. And again, that URL is thevideomarketingschool.com. Owen, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your awesome wisdom with us. It was freaking awesome.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Always a great time with the Social Media Examiner crew.
By the way, if there was anything we mentioned in today's interview and you missed it, and I know there was a lot that we mentioned, you want to check out the show notes by visiting socialmediaexaminer.com/368. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Social Media Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and I'll be back with you next week. I hope you make the absolute best out of your day, and may social media continue to change your world.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.